This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his plea for fighter jets from the West the day after Russia struck an oil depot in Lviv and a nuclear facility in Kharkiv, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Western nations of cowardice as he said they continue to ping-pong on how to send fighter jets and tanks to Ukraine. In contrast, he praised the bravery of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol and sniped, if only those who have been thinking for 31 days on how to hand over dozens of jets and tanks had 1% of their courage. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron urged an easing of tensions after President Biden suggested Russian President Vladimir Putin should no longer be in power. I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin, because what do we want to do collectively? We want to stop the war that Russia has launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation. The comments come a day after Russia attacked an oil facility in the mostly untouched western city of Lviv and a nuclear facility in Kharkiv. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later said on Sunday Ukraine is willing to become neutral and compromise over the status of the eastern Donbas region as part of a peace deal, even as another top Ukrainian official accused Russia of aiming to carve the country in two. Zelensky took his message directly to Russian journalists in a video call. The Kremlin preemptively warned Russian media not to report. Quote, security guarantees and neutrality, non-nuclear status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said, speaking in Russian. But even as Turkey is set to host talks this week, Ukraine's head of military intelligence said Putin was aiming to seize the eastern part of Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting the Middle East, trying to reassure wary allies ahead of a possible renewal of the international nuclear deal with Iran. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
European Union diplomat Enrique Mora held talks in Tehran on Sunday amid hopes that an agreement to restore Iran's nuclear deal with world powers could be completed. At a forum in Doha, the EU's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, said there may be some way past Iran's demand that the U.S. lift its designation of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization.
We are very close to an agreement, and I hope it will be possible, because now we are discussing about collateral issues that have nothing to do with the core of the nuclear deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stopped in Jerusalem and Ramallah before heading to a summit in the Negev Desert with representatives from Israel and four Gulf allies. Negotiations with Iran are expected to top the agenda. At a news conference, he said Israel and the U.S. see eye to eye on the most important elements.
We are both committed, both determined that Iran will never acquire a nuclear weapon.
I'm Jennifer King.
Two Arab gunmen killed two police officers on a city street in Israel on Sunday and were then shot dead as the U.S. Secretary of State and three Arab foreign ministers visit the country for a summit. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on its Telegram account. The two assailants in Hedera, a city about 50 kilometers north of Tel Aviv, were Arab citizens of Israel and sympathizers of the group, Israeli security officials said. The attack occurred 5 days after an Arab from southern Israel killed at least four Israelis in a stabbing and car ramming spree in the city of Beersheba before he was fatally shot by a passerby. Kim Jong-un said North Korea will continue to develop what he calls formidable striking capabilities that cannot be bartered or sold for anything, according to state media on Monday. As he visited workers involved with the country's biggest missile test, Kim was meeting with officials, scientists, technicians, and workers who contributed to the missile launch on Thursday, which North Korea said was its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, state news agency KCNA reported. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his plea for fighter jets from the West the day after Russia struck an oil depot in Lviv and a nuclear facility in Kharkiv. As Zelensky later said on Sunday, Ukraine is willing to become neutral and compromise over the status of the eastern Donbas region as part of a peace deal. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.